Somebody who makes a swore that he will not eat. And he goes ahead and he eats things that are not fit for eating, or he drinks things that are not fit for drinking. He is patur. This is not called being over on the shvuah, since this is not called achila or stia, as they are not right for eating or drinking. Shvuah shelo echa. Somebody who makes a shvuah that he will not eat. V'acham avelos treifos shkasim u'remasim chay. And he goes ahead and eats things that are asur in that Torah, such as nevelos or treifos or shkasim u'remasim. He is chay. This is called being over on the shvuah. Now, even though these things are anyway asur to eat, so what does it help to make a shvuah on them? Since he included also in his shvuah things that are mutter to eat, the Tanakhama holds that the shvuah goes into effect also on these things that are asur to eat. Rabbi Shimon plays it. Rabbi Shimon says that your patur over here, even though he included in the shvuah things that are mutter to eat, since these things are already asur to eat, the shvuah does not go into effect on them. Amar koinim ishti nanisli. Somebody make the shvuah that I will not derive any benefit from my wife in machalti ayom if I had eaten that day. V'hu achan avelo sutrefo shkatim uramasim hare isto asura. And he had eaten that day things that are asur to eat, such as nevelos, trefos, shkatim, or amasim. His wife would be asur, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who said that a shvuah cannot go into effect on something that is asur to eat, since in this case he is not directly asuring himself to eat these things. He's just using it as a basis to make his wife asur to him. His wife would be asur if he ate these things, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Sechus Shvuos Paragimel Mishnah Hey Echad Dvarim Shalatzmo VeEchad Dvarim Shalachir. The shvuah would go into effect whether it involves only himself or also if it involves other people also. VeEchad Dvarim Sheyesh Behem Mamish VeEchad Dvarim Sheein Behem Mamish. It would also go into effect whether it involves an object or also if it does not involve an object, or if the shvuah has no significance, even so it's considered a shvuah. Ketzad. What would be some of the cases? Amar shvuah she'etain li'ish ploni v'shelo etain. Somebody who makes a shvuah that he will give an object to a certain person, or that he will not give an object to a certain person. She'nasati v'shelo nasati. Or that he gave an object to a person, or did not give an object to a person. This would be a case of a shvuah that involves other people. She'ishan v'shelo ishan. She'yashanti v'shelo yashanti. Somebody who makes a shvuah that he will sleep, or that he will not sleep, or that he slept in the past, or did not sleep in the past. This is a case of a shvuah she'ein behem mamish. It does not involve an object. She'ezro tzror liyam v'shelo ezro, she'zarakti v'shelo zarakti. Or he makes the shvuah that he will throw a pebble into the yam, or that he will not throw a pebble into the yam, or that he threw in the past a pebble into the yam, or did not throw a pebble into the yam. This is also a case of a shvuah she'ein behem mamish. It doesn't have any significance, even though it's a shvuah, and if he is over on it, he is chay. Rabbi Yishol, Eino chayev ela ala asid lavo shenema lahara o lahetiv. Rabbi Yishmael says, a person is only chayev if he makes a shvuah that involves something in the future, as the pasuk says, to do bad or to do good. This is in the future, but if he makes a shvuah that involves the past, he would not be chayev. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yishmael, im kein, if that's the case, that you take the pasuk literally, you should only be chayav for things that are either negative or positive. How would you know that you would be chayav for a shvuah that is neither negative or positive, that the shvuah is neutral? How would you know that you would be chayav, since the pasuk said lahara o lahetiv, and Rabbi Yishmael takes the pasuk literally? Amar lo, Rabbi Yishmael responded, may riboy hakasav. The pasuk includes neutral shvuas. Also, as the pasuk says, l'chol asher yivata ha'adam, any type of shvuas bitoy that a person makes, you would be chayav for. This would include also shvuas that are neither negative or positive. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Yishmael, in riba hakasav l'kach, riba hakasav l'kach. If that pasuk includes things that are not mentioned first in the pasuk, it should also include shvuas that involve the past. For Rabbi Yishmael holds that the pasuk of the Chor Sheyavata Ha'adam only includes neutral shvuas. It does not include shvuas that involve the past. While Rabbi Akiva holds that we learn out from the pasuk also shvuas that involve the past.